old enough to drink all over America. It's Spodcast 21.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, Stark. Hello, Jared.
Hello, Spadge.
Ooh. How are you today?
Not bad at all. How are you?
Well, I probably sound an awful lot better than you do.
Oh, my God, yes.
Do you crackly bastard?
He is a
bit. Oh, God.
I know.
You're
it
right.
Starts the minute we do.
I know.
Kill it. Kill it.
Bye. Reinvite me.
Okay.
Bye, Jared.
Oh, he's got a
so
mic.
So, start. God, now that the...
Listen to that.
Now that the quality of the recording and content has gone up tenfold.
Apart from your connection, keep doing that.
My connection doing what?
Hello. Oh. Balls. Hang on. Excuse me, dear listeners. I'm being a bit daft. Right.
What's going on? Who did that?
I'm having an issue.
Is he back?
Yeah. Hello. I phoned him instead of adding him to the conference thing.
That oh, right.
Funny.
It's been a long hard day.
That's clever.
Isn't it just?
Wonderful. I'm sure our listeners are enthused.
So I was asking
this.
You both how you are.
Yes. Very well.
Good,
I think.
Good.
Tired.
Good. Knackered.
Because I'm obviously the socially adept one.
Eh?
Yeah.
How'd you figure that?
I just make this shit up as I go along.
Oh, right. Okay. Do you know what? I'd never have known.
So anyway, right, this week...
This week,
I've been mostly watching this Japanese drama series about tennis.
Oh, dear. Tennis?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Now, you know Azumi?
Yes.
It's got her in it as the main character.
Does she run around with awful camera, awful inconsistent camera work, but good legs?
Oh, now come on, you philistine!
I'm sorry, but Azumi was great, apart from the inconsistent camera work. They couldn't decide what style to use, and so the director thought,
"They used
I know,
all the style.
I'll try everything."
They could.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and it rocked. Yes.
Okay.
I liked it. Apart from that, it was a great film.
I liked it as well as that. I didn't have a problem with that. But yes, she does in fact spend most of the series running around in tennis gear. Looking incredibly hot.
I think that would be the point of the show, really. I mean, what's the point of hiring her for a show? That would be like hiring Jackie Chan and saying, right, and what we want you to do is Shakespeare.
That would work.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Actually, yeah, okay. No, okay.
What would Hamlet do? So, yeah, I was watching this series. It's 9 episodes, so I watched it in about 3 days flat.
Okay, as one does.
Yeah, Do is fantastic, I tell you. Utter crap, but like really good crap.
And is it finished yet, or is it 9 episodes
nine
and
episodes,
more to come?
9 episodes done.
Right.
They say at the end, "Is this the end?" We think not. And you think, well, that was what, 3 years ago? Yeah, that's the end.
3 years ago?
Or 2 years ago or something.
Right, so it's not a recent thing.
It's fairly recent, yeah. It's only 2 years old.
Oh, fair enough then.
You know, these things take time to come out on DVD in Japan and get fan-subbed in other countries, so, yeah.
True.
It's about as recent as you can expect, or hope.
And, speaking of Far East
Matrix,
stuff...
Matrix-style camera angles on the tennis ball. Fantastic.
Oh, dear.
Full 360 spin on a freeze-frame shot tennis ball. You'd hate it, Jared.
Yeah, I probably would.
It's really good.
yeah, it probably is.
It is.
I did, however, see Tom Yong-gun.
Isn't it fantastic? What about that staircase scene, huh?
Oh my God.
You see what I mean by he hits a few people. Or yeah. did I say many? I can't remember.
But yeah, I can't remember.
I think he hits most of Bangkok.
Yes. Well, it's got a theatrical release at the moment, so I know loads of people who are seeing it at the cinema. And they're just coming out of the cinema going, oh my God.
Jesus,
oh my God,
titty fucking oh my God. Christ.
And for those of you who are out there haven't worked it out, the guy he bumps into in the airport is not Jackie Chan.
It's Jackie Chan's stunt double.
Correct. Which makes it even funnier.
It does, because you got to think, if Jackie Chan has got balls the size of church bells, how big are his stunt doubles?
Yeah, but then again, the stunt double's just there to be filmed from behind.
Oh, yes.
Probably nice. Because his balls are too big.
Yeah, well, exactly. They can't show the wheelbarrow he needs to move his nads around.
Yeah, just like Buster.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, come on. Jackie Chan does an awful lot of his own stunts, except for the obviously really dangerous lemming stuff. Yeah.
Actually, no, this he does the lemming stuff.
This guy is Jackie Chan's lemming.
Yep. He's the one that they can afford to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
But isn't Tony Jaa a bit good?
Yes. I'd have to say he's probably the finest martial arts guy in the cinema. Yeah. His acting ability is... Well, we'll see how he does in a few years. and by
Are
the
you
way, for those...
him?
I'm sorry?
Are you likening him to B&Q Saturday staff?
I'm basically saying he has very, very little acting ability at the moment. I mean, he can.
Right.
He obviously has screen presence and all of that sort of stuff. But he needs to get there a bit. He's got time. I mean, nobody, to be honest, nobody cares.
He's only, what, 10?
Yeah. But the difference between, for instance, him and Bruce Lee is... Bruce Lee could act. Before he even made his first Kung Fu film, he'd acted on TV stuff and could actually act. But with Tony Jaa, he can act a little and he can carry a scene in a film, but it doesn't matter because he's that good.
He is really that good.
But acting is not his strong point.
So I went to B&Q on Saturday.
Oh, nice segue.
Right, and I went up to the Saturday staff and I asked them if they had a blank stare, and he gave me one.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Scary. That's your joke.
Yes.
Oh, I've got a great picture of him.
What, Scary?
Yeah. It was a work do. He was significantly drunk, and every time you pointed the camera at him, he stuck a finger up at you.
I think I've seen the photograph.
I have seen that photo, yes.
And lots and lots of our listeners really, really care.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, hang on, Scary is one of our lots of
have
listeners.
You seen...
Hi, Scary. How's Hi, them Scary. Cabbages?
And turnips.
You ate turnips.
Have you seen the 2000A Magic the Gathering cards?
Yes.
There's now a whole bunch of them on the forum, one of which is Scary's.
Oh, dear God.
Yes. If you want a scary picture of Scary... Go
is there
to
any other
kind? Yes, I've got fairly innocuous pictures of Scary.
Oh, okay.
But this one is particularly terrifying.
Take your word for that.
Mm. Yeah. I'll just
wonderful,
find it on
wonderful.
My on my steam-powered computer.
Oh, dear.
Dum diddly dum. You talk amongst yourselves, you know, keep yourself entertained. Don't make me do all the fucking work.
Well, why not?
What, we stop recording and Jared doing the show notes? Don't make me do fucking work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm such a pre.
We've got music this week for later. You'll have to wait and see what it is, though. But we have actually got music.
Is
really?
It a world one or just a UK
one? We've got music.
One? I have no idea. Oh. We've got music, yes. But I have no idea if it's any form of exclusive or anything. But
oh, right.
It could
is it world, is it UK, or is it Adobe?
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Those are the only three premieres
will,
I know.
It will most definitely be Mac Store hard drive.
I'm now browsing a website. Hey, everybody, listen
Gosh,
to me.
Listen to him, browsing a website. Well, okay, then. While you're doing all of that, we're obviously so talentless we can't carry anything
Oh, the
near
fucker's
as much
got
as...
a fucking session bastard.
Shall we tell them where we are with the whole Boikes thing we introduced last week?
Good idea.
What a plan.
Go on then, Stutz.
We're going to do it, basically.
We've got a domain name.
We've got part of a website. When are we going to do the first one? Did we decide that?
It's either before or after the first race, obviously.
Which is...
Because it's not during. Which is the 23rd.
Okay.
World Superbikes on the 23rd.
What is
it? So we
doing?
Have to decide whether or not to do it before or after the Superbikes.
Right.
If we do it before the World Superbikes, then we can go on about who's in the World Superbikes this year and who's moved over from GP and all that sort of crap. But we won't have any racing at all to talk about. We'll just have pre-season
preamble, basically.
Yeah, which we could probably fill half an hour with.
Biaggi hasn't got a bike. I could fill an hour.
He's got the spare time. Oh dear.
It's not
okay,
like
yeah.
he's doing anything else that weekend. Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're going to be doing it beforehand then. We're going to have to do it before we get... before the first race, we'll have to do a Boikes cast. Just so we can wibble on about stuff. Which means we'll have
to not mention any... You know how we always do a joke number intro? Yeah.
Yes.
For this podcast.
Yes.
No.
Oh God, we're going to have to be serious and stuff.
Could we do one for the Boikes where we could say things like a number Max Biaggi will never have on his motorbike, Boikes 1.
Well, you've just given it away now. That would have been really cool, but it's gone.
No, because there's plenty of others we can choose from. Detective Jibber now.
Okay.
As long as he stays on a Suzuki, John Hopkins.
Oh, now Hopper.
Good racer. Get off that bike.
Can I... Yeah, well, not while he's
not
moving.
Not while he's moving.
Can I just say at this point that I have seen Hopper overtake Rossi at Donington in the wet.
Which has to be pretty damn impressive.
You know, one of the side effects of doing a Boikes related
podcast... The Melbourne Loop? Yes.
I was expecting. Was that,
yeah.
You know, it would vacate this space.
Oh, we're getting the wrap up. Okay, no more Boikes until Boikes, which, by the way, is pronounced Boikes, and it's BOIKS.net. Boikes.net.
Oh, God, we're going to have to put something up there now.
I think I have.
I think it just.
Hey, can you hear my phone ring?
Yeah.
Hey, that's your phone.
That's amazing because.
Will somebody get the phone?
The machine's going to kick in. Wow.
Do you know what? I think he needs help.
I think he really does, the poor lad.
Yeah.
Okay, boikes.net. Well, I'll tell you what, I can do it straight after this.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear that. What is that?
It's got a volume control that bleeps. I think if I push that enough, you won't be able to hear what the message says.
Oh, I see the problem. Why didn't he just put his hand over the speaker?
I
know,
because I've turned it down, though I'm jamming it out with bleeps.
Okay.
Hello.
Anyway.
This is Spadge Fromley from number 32, such and such street. I'm sorry I'm not home. Please feel free to phone me on my mobile, which is 0044.
Anyway.
It's more likely to be a phone call saying, Oi, oi, have you nicked that stereo for me yet? I've got your drugs. I've got your drugs and your fake watch and everything.
Oh, dear.
From Switzerland, mate.
A Nazi gold.
Yeah.
Hey, I got that Nazi gold. Did you put me on that fake Rolex for it yet? Because I've got Edvard Munch's The Scream. Are you interested?
Yeah, but that's probably an original because he did about 8 million of them.
Well, there are still two at large. Well, no, there's The Scream and The Madonna is at large, even though they've caught the crimps.
Oh, the fallen Madonna with the big boobies. Ghost up.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that would be the fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
And we didn't even say that only once.
And the vase with the cracked daisies. Nope. Cracked vase with the daisies.
What?
I don't even want to go there anymore.
Yeah, I'm backing away now. And
hello. It's a good series.
It was fantastic.
It was better than, Hi, all honey, I'm home.
Yeah,
can I just say, Vicky Michelle.
Hey?
Yeah, we can also just say Vicky Michelle.
Can I just say Vicky Michelle?
That's all you need to say.
Puberty. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, yes. Say no more, please.
Yeah. Some of us had Sally James for that experience as well.
Exactly. Can I just say thank you very much to Vicky Michelle? No disrespect to what you want with the name.
We should get her on so you can thank her.
Oh, yeah. No. Let's not talk about get on.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Anyway.
Well, we've actually earned the explicit tag this week rather than just vulgarity.
We haven't been explicit.
Oh, let's talk about wank blossoms then.
Oh, Christ.
Now we have. I mean Jared.
Actually, no, that wouldn't be that explicit in the States, even though they're finally coming round to what it actually means.
They're what?
You are. I don't think we've
speaking of finally coming out of the closet. Oh, I watched that South Park episode.
Oh, yes, isn't it rather entertaining?
God, how many times did they get that joke in? I love every single time they said, "You're not fooling anyone, step out of the cupboard." I wet myself laughing every time.
Yep. Did you hear that Tom Cruise was on Fark?
Was he?
You know Fark.com?
Yeah.
Apparently he posted to it.
Oh, yes.
Or is this a verified him or a pretend him?
It was an anonymous posting that sounded a little like it could have been him in a thread about Tom and Katie splitting up.
Was he jumping up and down on a sofa?
Yeah, probably. Okay. But it was the people who know his emails say it was very close to his style, and the IP block was from Paramount Studios.
I was going to say, they've got his ISP IP thingy job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Paramount Studios.
Celebrities have no idea, do they?
Yeah.
Anyway. He may be small, he may be a very good actor, but God, he's a jumped up little shit, probably.
Allegedly.
No, I don't think anybody's actually alleged that, I'm just saying probably.
People just say it else outright, don't they?
Oh, it's in my opinion, he is, but that's just my opinion. You can make your own mind up.
Yes, of course.
Jump.
I mean... The unfortunate thing is...
Sorry, Muttley moment.
The unfortunate thing is, says he, trying to find out where the hell this Tom Cruise post is so I can find it for the show notes, which I've been forgetting to do. I'm not going to link to Nazi Gold or any of that crap. Yeah.
No, I'm to Nazi Gold.
The unfortunate thing is, he was actually rather good in War of the Worlds, which was a good film, unfortunately.
Well, that's it, you see. I wouldn't know. I saw him in The Last Samurai.
Yeah, I was depressed.
That was very good.
Yeah,
he was good. It was good. And it had the girl from Kimi Wapeto in it, didn't it?
The girl from Kimi Wapeto.
I wouldn't even know what that means.
Now, Kimi Wapeto, you have to see.
Do I?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's a very clever play on the word because it means two things. I am your tramp and I am your pet. And if you watch it, you'll understand why that's relevant within about the first 5 minutes of the
Right.
Let's talk about the IT crowd. The IT crowd.
Yeah.
As they're calling it. It rocks. For those who don't know,
I've never seen it.
Oh. Download it, man. Get it.
Yeah. I shall download that legally later.
Actually, you can see episode 4 on the Channel 4 website.
Yeah, oh god, no.
Nicely DRM'd and all that rubbish.
Their website, they suck.
Yeah, but seriously, it is a really, really funny thing.
Is that the government-owned Channel 4 that pretends to be independent? Like
that's the one,
independent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Glad we're on the same page. But if you are any sort of geek, you will be in... hysterics all the way through it.
Is it like attachments only good?
There's, for instance, a flying spaghetti monster poster in behind one of the guys all the time.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
And there's a goth in episode 4 who is just...
I've not seen episode 4.
Oh my god, don't... Oh my...
Oh my god, don't spoil! Don't spoil!
That's it, that's all I'm saying.
And, of course, Chris Morris is in it, so...
Yes.
Ah.
I would have to say it's...
Well, he would be.
All in all, I thought it was better than it could have been.
It's a bit... You have to suspend belief because they're not in any way situations that people actually get into. But it's all about the way that they respond to it and you know...
I must admit, though, that their basement set is fairly realistic.
Yes.
Right anyway. Down to the fair use has a posse. Yeah. Right down to the fair use has a posse stickers on the door.
Yeah. But it's the one-liners that get me that are just so right for the characters.
All in all,
his glasses and his cups and you know it's brilliant. Watch it. It's great.
All in all, it comes with a Stutt recommended sticker on the front.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd have to say, I got a sticker recently.
Oh, really?
What's the name of that bunch of people who do those cool trendy stickers? I'm sure I've posted a link to them. I'll look it up.
Yeah, do that.
I'll look it up and give you the URL so that you can add it into the show notes, even though I've got no idea what they're called. I got a really groovy geek sticker off them, which has just got written on it, bandwidth junkie.
Excellent.
Good.
I thought I'd stick that on Tobermory.
On Debaser, my server, I've got, what does it say? Come on, die young! It's a Mogwai sticker stuck on the side of my server.
Ah. Oh, should we segue?
I've heard something recently about Mogwai, but I can't remember what.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you'll have to tell me, Jared, because you're always down
right.
with Mog.
Yeah, well, we've got, they've got a new album coming out very, very soon. And it's rather good. And people should buy it and all that sort of stuff. But
I know I have. I mean, Will.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry.
So I asked, and they kindly, graciously allowed us to play a song off the album.
Woo! Has anyone else played it yet?
The album's not out yet. I don't know if anyone else has played it yet. So
we should find out.
Yeah, we really should find out and say if it's an exclusive. Debut, yeah. Blah blah,
so,
premiere.
Marianne Hobbs. Write in and let us know if you've played it yet.
Yeah, because she's bound to listen to it. No, she'll listen to the Boyk's cast, but not this one.
John Peel would have played it.
Yeah, if he'd have been allowed to. Yeah.
I'll not do a John Peel impression.
No, don't. We haven't got a previous podcast.
Wonderful, wonderful John Peel. Anyway, yes. Yeah. So we've got...
Well, it's going to be a bit like my Elvis Presley impression.
Oh, dear God. So in very bad taste, and you just made yourself loads of enemies. That's wonderful.
Hi,
well
enemies.
Done. Hi, Ned.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got Auto Rock from the album Mr. Beast for you to all listen to and see if you think it's any good. And if you like it, which inevitably you will, you should go out and buy the album.
Or buy it. Anyway, even if you don't like it, so you can have the pleasure of smashing it up.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, just make sure you part with money for a copy.
Yes, you can either get it on your iTunes thing, or you can get it on your shop, local store, by Please Give Me Money, Give Me CD shop. Or you can go to one of their live concerts and buy it, where they get more money if you do that.
Oh, yes, go to their live concerts. I hear they're playing in America soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, well, yeah, they are. They're doing a tour very, very soon, and it's going to be a long tour. They're doing a lot. So we'll link to the tour so people can go and catch them when they hear this lovely song and realise how good they are.
I mean, they're good in the studio and everything, but they are predominantly a live act, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because apart from anything else, nobody in the world owns a stereo loud enough.
Apart from maybe Kevin Shields.
Maybe.
Should we play it then?
Yeah, go on then.
Or maybe okay. maybe Lomu.
Lomu. Okay. So this is Auto Rock by Mogwai. Enjoy. Well, there you go.
I did warn you it was loud, didn't I? Didn't I? Oh, what a shame. So all of you, all of those of you out there in headphones who just lost their ears because they're bleeding a little.
Please don't sue us.
It's okay. Don't sue us.
Sorry about the volume, but someone's collapsed on the bus.
Yeah. So rewind another four and a half minutes and listen to that again. Go on. Yeah. We'll still be here when you get back.
Yeah. Jared will still be there on his dual 2 gigahertz G5.
Which hasn't been plugged for ages.
Do you pay for that?
No. I now have 3 gig of RAM in it as well.
Yeah, but Satan does.
Speaking of which, you know the...
He does have spare money. Yeah, go on.
Satan does, not me. You know the... the MacBook Pro thing?
Yeah.
That was due out literally, 2 days' time or so.
Yeah.
They stealth upgraded it.
Ooh, they put ninjas in it.
That's right, yes. They
Why would they do that stealthily?
Well, they because didn't...
They don't want to admit that the old one was actually a heap of shit with some really good marketing behind it. I.e. me.
Yeah. When the PC boy comes around and says, can I have one, please? You know it's a good product.
Hey, this is the Scratch Properly Mac Attack fan club. Fuck you, get your own.
Lovely.
Oh, so yeah, they...
Hi, Smoking Bob. They were going to release a 1.6 and a 1.8, weren't they? And then they decided to upgrade the 1.6 to a 1.8 and the 1.8 to a 2 for free. Oh, and by the way, we're also going to be releasing a 2.something.
Yeah.
Intel appear to have got their act together, and Steve Jobs appears to have been playing it safe on the processor speeds, and then Intel got their
yields
right.
Well, yeah, he's been fobbed off for years by Motorola and IBM.
Well, he got fucked up the arse IBM fucked him up the arse royally. Oh, yes, we will have 3 gigahertz processors for you next year. We're still waiting.
What they forgot to say was that they will have 3 gigahertz processors, just not for him.
And they'd have 3 of them, and they'd be burnt. Yeah.
Mm. Honestly. And Motorola were no better.
No, Motorola.
Motorola. Honest. What do you mean more than 450 megahertz? It might
People
work
explode
your mobile...
if you go that fast.
Yeah, you've got a man with a red flag walking in front of your computer. Honestly. So, hello, Mr. Moto. Hello, Moto. might be good enough for your phone. Fuck off me desktop.
Yeah.
No offence to anyone using a Motorola chipped Mac at the moment stuff.
That's okay. It skipped twice so far.
During the music?
No, not during the music.
Oh, good.
Good.
I believe when I flicked back from the music to us.
Right.
Us skipping, time. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, we can put... skipping.
That just wasn't funny, okay?
I thought that was... I thought that was just Jared's fantastically
okay?
fast computer still.
No, it wasn't.
Hang on, was that an okay? That was an okay.
No, it wasn't. No. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
It's on tape.
In the year 2000...
In prison.
The New Zealand First Deputy Leader, Peter Brown, MP, today expressed his concern for Jonah Lomu's stated desire to hold the world record for the loudest car stereo. Statistics show that sensory disabilities, such as hearing, are the second most commonly reported disability type in New Zealand. 8.4% of all New Zealand children and more than 16% of all Pacific Island children fail hearing screening tests at age 5. Hearing loss is becoming an increasing concern in New Zealand, and we need to reduce the risks, not encourage behaviour that will increase likelihood of hearing-related problems, said Mr. Brown. Jonah Lomu has a huge profile within his own community, within New Zealand and overseas, and with that comes certain responsibility. He needs to lead by example, said Mr. Brown. I would be particularly concerned if New Zealand teenagers followed suit. Whilst I do not wish to stifle his ambitions, I would urge him to reassess his decision in the light of the public profile and to consider the possible implications of his actions. You wanker, Peter Brown!
Oh, somebody please, think of the children!
Yeah!
Now,
there's someone saying...
I have to say, right, if you're measuring hearing by, I don't know, for instance, shouting at a teenage New Zealand boy, stop fucking that sheep up the arse! And the boy doesn't stop. He's obviously got a hearing problem, yeah?
Or he's in New Zealand.
Exactly. How can you spot the difference? Is he a New Zealander or is he deaf? How do you know?
He's shagging a sheep. He's a New Zealander.
Exactly. Could be a riding.
Good point.
Careful. We've got Welsh listeners.
And also...
New Zealanders.
Yeah, but they're not as close.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, New Zealanders, many miles. Welsh, just over the fucking hills. All right, stay
there. Hang on, you've got a New Zealander just living down the road from you, haven't you?
Shut the fuck up! He's so much bigger than me as well.
Well, he's a New Zealander. Of course he's bigger than you.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I forgot about him.
Comes from most of
it's all right, he's moving.
He doesn't listen to us though, does he?
No, probably not.
Fair enough.
Slag him off!
So, I had lunch with Megan today.
How's she doing?
I call it lunch, it was really just lots of coffee.
Did you see Nigel Havers?
No, Nigel Havers didn't show, which I thought was particularly poor of him.
There's some hidden joke there.
Like his acting.
Nigel Havers has been spotted in this very cafe that Elliot drinks coffee in.
We do call it the Cafe du Havers. International celebrity coffee shop of Nottingham.
Does he count as an international celebrity?
He is Nigel Havers abroad. Of course he does.
It's Nigel Havers.
Dan!
I believe Dan now listens to us, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. What's our email address so that Dan can get in touch?
Spodcast@spodcast.org.
And if you have an attachment?
Spodcast@gmail.com.
Have we had any mail from that recently?
Yes, we have. We've actually got a mail in that account. From Sonic
Duck Cake.
From Duck Cake, yes.
We will pull to pieces and do something with it at some point.
Because we're really too flipping lazy to get
our... Because we've done all the other ones that you sent us so far.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Is he just a glutton for punishment?
Maybe he thinks if he deluges us with comments, we'll play one eventually.
Do you know what he does for a living?
No. And the world is about to find out.
If you really want to have somebody deluge you with comments, right, and basically steal your ping, he's a communications officer type thing. He manages satellites for the US military. Be afraid.
Okay.
And
this
I would say that
this guy has peace platforms.
He has what?
He controls peace platforms. You know, orbital peace platforms.
You mean the ones that have titanium shards on them, rods from the gods? He can drop a stick on you from 60 miles up.
Yes. The kind of peace platform that could wipe out half of Nebraska if there's a mistake on board or something. You know, you have to watch RoboCop.
Fantastic.
Again.
And anyway, I would say that to return to Nigel Havers, I would say he has to be counted as an international star because he plays David Niven in the Peter Sellers movie.
Oh my god.
That's not actually bad casting.
Yeah, I can see that. But no, it was very disturbing to see him in Costa Coffee in Nottingham.
So any Nigel Havers fans, just go to Costa Cafe.
You're talking about your mother again, aren't you?
Oh dear, yes.
I was going to accost him in Costa, get it? I was going to go up to him and say, my mum fancies you, but then I thought...
Is there anything worse you can say to an actor?
An absolute downer.
Oh dear.
To an actor of a certain age, mum loves you.
Well, yeah.
I think that would be...
Because, no, Nigel Havers, he's fairly cool. Did you ever watch The Doctor's Latimer?
Yes.
Wait Up, or whatever it was called. That was a good sitcom.
It was actually, from 1983.
It was good. He was good in it.
Fair enough. You can't really complain at that, can you?
And, unfortunately, the kind of woman who will knit you a cake in a jumper.
Oh, that's an impressive thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no penis. Really likes Nigel Havers.
Yeah.
I once served Bob Holness in PC
I think you're
PC
cool.
World.
Unfortunately, they do too.
Yeah.
You saw what?
Bob Holness.
I served Bob Holness in PC World.
What did you serve in?
He wanted
could,
to
could
buy
I change
computer.
His computer for one that's not got child porn on it, please?
No, that would be Gary. That's a different person.
Right.
Yeah, Bob Holmes is slightly
Gary
smarter
Morgan
than Gary.
Stanley.
And that was a very, very, very different, you know, PC World store to the one I was in.
Yes. One would hope so.
Well, yes, that was some.
Yours had no child pornography in it.
That was obviously non-PC World.
Okay. I've
That's gone completely silent. Why has everyone shut up and stopped talking?
Because I've just killed the conversation with a really
well
lame
done.
Joke.
It really was excellent. Really, really, really lame.
I've just found possibly the coolest thing I've ever found in my entire life.
I'm not even going to answer that.
We're not back on the subject of wank glasses, are we?
ZX81kit.co.uk. You can buy, and this is dated February the 8th, 2006, so I assume you can now buy a ZX81 kit.
Why
build your own ZX81.
To?
They're cool, man.
No, I had one. They suck.
They're brilliant.
No, they weren't.
They were really quite poor.
Really,
compared
really
to
quite.
What?
Compared
anything
to the
else?
Commodore. Well, we had a computer at the time. And it was a Commodore PET, like we mentioned before.
Yeah.
And it was a much better computer than the ZX81.
For a start,
but
you could
save... IBM, you're talking IBM PC against Amiga. Of course it was cooler, but...
Which
Apple... The Apple II was from the same era.
Yes, but we didn't all have thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds.
Ah, well, you
Apple
see,
Apple II wasn't that expensive.
It was more... expensive than the Commodore PET, which was something like £4,000 at the time.
The Apple II was
released... it was only £800, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Apple II was released at $666.
In 1979, £800. You do the sums.
Yes.
I'll give you a hint.
It's an awful
house
lot.
Cost you £400. Speaking
yes.
of houses, I took Megan for a walk down the park.
Oh, isn't the park lovely?
Well, you know the secret entrance?
Yes, near Doug's house.
Kind of thing. It's where you walk straight towards what looks like a crappy office block and you go to the really sort of crack den style underneath basement and come out down the old carriageway.
Mmm.
Through the tunnel.
Fantastic.
With some glorious houses around. Some Heinz, my favourite.
They're all... Heinz and Fothergills, aren't they?
They're Heinz and Fothergills, and the Fothergills are the ones that look cheap and nasty. I mean, ugh.
Well, anything that makes Watson Fothergill look cheap and nasty is
yeah.
damned impressive stuff.
So on the way back into town from there, we went past... it's called Heine House. and it's the one that's built into the castle wall, or rather the cliff under the
right,
castle wall.
Yes.
My favourite house. It is
right.
just... Oh.
We need to actually explain to our non-Nottingham resident listeners. I mean, I lived there for a while, I don't anymore, obviously.
What,
but
you get architecture outside of London? Grow up.
No, we need to explain the anomaly that is the park. It's not part of Nottingham.
The park is not part... Well, it is in Nottingham, but it's not owned by Nottingham City Council. The council maintain the roads under contract.
From, I believe...
The park is private land.
No, but it's managed by Newcastle's council.
I'm not sure that's true anymore.
Well, it was when I was... Nottingham
it's
residents.
Probably gone up for tender since and Nottingham got it, because as far as I know,
right.
Nottingham City Council looks after it, but very much under contract to the trustees of the park estate.
If you know, answers on a postcard, please.
Oh, nottinghampark.co.uk will probably tell you. And if it doesn't have a website, I know it has a website, but I don't think theparkestate.com. I don't fucking know.
Well, I'll look it up on Wikipedia.
www.justfuckinggoogleit.com.
Fair enough. London.
It's one of my favourite websites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There he is. It's got a page on Wikipedia.
So it should.
And the website is theparknottingham.co.uk.
I was very close then, wasn't I?
You really were.
Not bad for a guess. You see, that's what the internet used to be like. Do you remember when the internet used to be like that, Jared?
Yeah, when you used to be able to guess. And also, when you looked things up in Google, you didn't get 45,000 pages of people trying to sell you the same crap that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, you don't get Kelku bitching at you.
Yeah, or...
It's like, if you were looking to buy a ZX81 kit, you'd go to ZX81kit.co.uk.
Yes. Okay, because you wouldn't go to .com.
I just maybe that still works today.
You can't actually buy the kit, which is not really shocking because, you know, who would make that these days? I'm sorely disappointed.
Yeah, wankers.
Toss balls. No offence.
Elliot, tell me.
Hi.
How close to Lenton are you?
Lenton? Thankfully, far enough away.
Very bad
Fantastic.
Thing.
Fantastic.
No offence to people who live there, Megan.
Does she live in Lenton?
Yeah. She moved out of Dunkirk, the aptly named Dunkirk.
Okay.
Because it's the only other fucking bomb site in Europe.
Is that where all the pretty aliens go after they've, you know, Dunkirk?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I am, believe me.
I know I am.
Anywho.
Yeah, hi.
Moving swiftly elsewhere, please, please, please.
She lives in Lenton, so I don't have to. Do we know anyone else who lives in Lenton?
I think my sister used to live in Lenton. That sort of area.
Yeah. She's not shot any coppers lately, then.
Well, she now lives down here with me, so right. No.
She has an alibi, that's good.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
The fourth Duke dies and his son, Lord Lincoln, is much more respected by both the town and its council. This fifth Duke appoints Thomas Chambers Hine, by far the best local architect, to continue the park development, and all houses must be approved by him, including those of rival Fothergill Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, it needs to be said to all of those people who say, but you said he was called Watson Fothergill.
He was both.
He was actually called Watson Fothergill and Fothergill Watson. He swapped his first and last names around quite a lot and signed some of his buildings one version and another of his buildings the other version.
A bit like Johnson Johnson, only when he does it, nobody notices.
Yeah, a bit like, what?
Did you hear about the stupid American student?
Which one?
The 20-year-old...
Oh, please!
Yes, the 20-year-old North Dakota State University student who was arrested for criminal attempt and possession of drug paraphernalia
after trying to smoke some marijuana
at a West Fargo police station.
Wasn't he on the register?
Yes, I'm just sending you the notes for the UK. Notes now.
I think everyone reads the register, even though it's gone completely downhill.
I just
went downhill
pictures.
Years ago.
Can you imagine phoning up a cop shop in West Fargo? And like the police officer who answers the phone goes, oh,
Yeah. And this one shot execution style. Yeah.
Just looking at the
with a low speed cop chase.
I've seen another story. Apparently, Paris Hilton may play movie Mother Teresa.
Yes, we've heard. God almighty.
Poke, what? Squelch. Poke, didn't she get... squelch. Poke, squelch. Which one am I talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about Jupiter's
one's, one's the Whore of Babylon, and the other is also... Wow!
Okay.
No offence to anybody who thinks Mother Teresa's cool.
Wasn't she a Nazi sympathising gunrunner?
A Nazi-sympathising misogynist gunrunner, please.
Right, fair enough.
No mean feet when you're all...
Yes.
I hate myself. I'm going to become a nun.
I'm so sorry for running all those guns to the Nazis. Yes, yeah. Lovely. Mm.
It's for their own good. What?
Yes. But also, Paris Hilton got covered in flour for being a... fur-wearing hag.
Yeah.
For being a what?
Fur-wearing hag. She's wearing a fur coat or something. And stuff.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant she perhaps hadn't shaved that day.
To be fair, she was covered in flour for wearing the fur, not so much for being a hag, but yeah.
Yeah, but...
Poke, yeah. Squelch. Poke,
I squelch. Think we should also mention that someone's managed to put a PC into a whiskey bottle. Just because it's really cool.
Well, I can get 8 PCs into a whiskey bottle. I'll just make one of them a sergeant. Sorry.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
For those dear. People who don't know the rest of the joke, the rest of it goes, and the other 7 would crawl up his ass.
I don't think people know
it's
this.
It's a very old joke.
It's a very, very old
In
joke.
In fact, it's about as old as 1973 Policeman.
Oh, well segued.
Yeah. Really not seen it. This week's shush.
Neither have I. Shush.
Shut up.
Although, although Scott, hi Scott.
Hi Scott. Did, not did, Stutt, Scott.
No, Scott, the one who doesn't come on here, yeah. Did propose that maybe they're putting a subtle, deliberate anachronism in every episode, which is what the ninjas were about.
Oh, do you think? Because in the last episode I saw, which was not the most recent, but the other one.
Uh-huh.
Right. Rach spotted modern windows in one of the terraces. It was the football episode.
That's right, yes.
It was terrace houses. She spotted modern windows in one of the houses.
So there you go. Someone else apparently spotted the wrong model of Ford Cortina. Yeah, but...
You think there's one every week, and that's a hint towards whether it's real 1973 or not?
No, I don't know, and I really don't want to speculate, apart from to my own head, because it's too good not knowing.
It is, isn't it?
As long as they don't go the same route that Lost has gone. Where
I haven't actually seen Lost recently. How, is it still...
Well, I stopped watching it recently, which is so shocking, because it's good TV. But it just got to the point where no questions at all were ever going to get answered, and all you were getting was more and more questions and no answers. And it was getting a little frustrating.
As I say, what route? It's just ground to a halt.
Is it still doing that?
Yeah, they're asking more questions.
Still no answers?
Well, depends what you call an answer.
Fair enough. I'll take that as a no, then.
Very much, yes.
Well, I'll catch up with it eventually, you know, when...
It doesn't
when the season's...
suck.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
It does not suck.
But there's just too much good stuff that you want to watch every week.
No, there isn't.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't watch Medium?
No.
Or Numbers?
No.
Or any of the other ones that I seem to watch every week, religiously? Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy is actually really good.
I watch Veronica Mars. I watch Battlestar Galactica.
Well, there you go.
And I watch Life on Mars.
It's all about Mars with you.
It's all about Mars. It's Mars, Mars, Mars. You won't shut up about bleeding Mars.
That's right.
Lovely.
Watched Doom again the other day. That was funny again.
Is that a good movie? I mean,
no.
No, I mean, of course it's not. I mean, what am I? What?
Not by a long
stupid question.
It's worth watching because it's just so funny.
But Doom wasn't. Doom 3, by the way, now it's safe to spoil because it's been so long since it's out there. Everyone who's going to play it has played it. Yeah. Doom 3 is the only game, well, it's actually his third game, to actually make me actually really scared at a
moment. Yeah.
I mean, the first game was obviously playing... Was it Tomb Raider or Tomb Raider 2? Where there's the fog-filled cave thing, and then suddenly the Tyrannosaurus Rex charges out of it, coming through the fog.
Tomb Raider and 2, you, I think, and it was doubly scary, because it was like the first ever proper 3D game.
And, yeah, and it was pant-emptyingly, fetch me my brown trousers moment.
Yes.
And the second one was Half-Life.
Brown alert.
Uh-huh. Half-Life managed to scare me just in a shock way, but Doom made me leave the room.
Doom 3.
Doom 3, yeah.
Because the film's based on Doom 3, the storyline.
they're all based on the same thing. Somebody on Mars, demons come out, oh my god, hell, hell, hell. That's Doom. What do you want? But no, there's a moment in Doom 3 when you're playing the game, and I was playing it in the dark with headphones on, and I've got a huge glass window next to me, and it was the middle of the night, so I was playing it, and you go into this bathroom, and you see your reflection in the mirror, and as you're looking at it, the reflection just decays and ages really harshly and makes you become a demon, at which point I had to look away from the screen because it was really fucking scary, and I noticed my own reflection in the window next to me.
And in the choice of two directions to look, you chose towards the mirroring window.
Yes, indeed. My face was lit by the computer monitor light, and I went, okay, I've played this game enough, but I think I'll go and see what's happening. What if my kittens are alright? They obviously need some attention. Honest. I'll put the lights on for them. Oh my god.
I'll turn this game off, it's scaring my cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
well, no, I'm sorry, maybe... but I've been scared in many computer games.
Yeah, but I was like, but that
single player
video.
Single yes. player computer games, very rare.
Yeah, that's what's special. It's when you're on your own. Because, I mean, yes, I've been scared, and well, not scared, but, you know, nervous, agitated, whatever, emotionally wrapped up into a computer game. Yeah, it's what they're there for. But no, that was the fetch me my brown trousers moment.
Hmm. Anyway.
Ooh!
That's desperately trying to wrap us up here.
Oh, Funky Go Gibbon!
The Funky Gibbon, indeed.
Funky Gibbon.
Speaking of which, hasn't Bill already done...
GP2 mod. Jared, GP2 mod.
Okay. you just want to put the GP2 mod into this podcast so we have a link on the podcast webpage so you can find it for everybody and point at it.
That's right.
Excellent.
Actually, no, that's not the reason. It's brilliant. It is so bitchingly hard. There's all sorts of people on forums who are saying... we should rewrite the physics. It's too hard. It's like, yeah.
These are the same people that did not play GPL.
Car. Exactly. That's what I say.
Yep.
Has gone the distance. People still play it today, like 8 years after it came out.
It was advertised on the back of Half-Life. That's how old it is. The two had adverts for each other on their cases.
Wow.
That's how old GPL is.
And
Grand Prix Legends, for those who think we're talking about the GNU public private whatever license thing.
Yeah, GNU private license.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of cock. But no, seriously, GP2 is amazing.
Good.
Seriously.
And they're like, oh, it's got these cars have got loads of downforce. Why won't they grip? Well, because you have to be moving forwards.
Yes.
If you're moving sideways or slowly,
you have no downforce.
No downforce. If you're moving backwards, upforce.
Which means when you're going into a corner and you're braking, your traction drops.
Yeah.
What a shocker!
So your car starts to go sideways, so your traction drops some more.
And when you put your foot down, it's going to go again, isn't it?
And when you put your foot down, you have no grip, and you have an awful lot of horsepower and no weight to your car.
Because I found with the Formula Extreme
mod... The cars are something
mod,
like 600 kilos and 600 horsepower. Oh, yes.
Nice.
I would say they accelerate. No, mostly they just spin.
Yeah, because I found the Formula Extreme, I was able to throw cars into corners, floor it on the way out.
Formula Extreme is a lot of fun.
But it's a little easy to drive.
But it's very forgiving. GP2 isn't.
Because I was able on Formula Extreme to put in some average laps with hardly any practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you go out in Hockenheim, think, oh, I've not done this track for ages, just converted for this game. Great fun, I'll go and have a laugh. And you do a lap and you think, well, I could have done a bit better, but I missed my apexes. No. When the first time you go on a lap, you're supposed to be in the bales every corner. You're supposed to go, oh, that's not my limit. You're supposed to crawl around.
That's the thing about GP2, you see. I spun and crashed coming out of the pit lane. I didn't realise that lifting the rev limiter while still in first gear was enough to crash you into the wall. It's just like GPL, you have no grip.
Bakelite tyres.
Unless you're going really fast, and then you've got all the grip in the world.
And no way of turning.
And yeah.
Lovely.
They're fantastic. You've got to get it, play it, have a go. Round Hockenheim or Silverstone. Amazing.
I'll do Hock.
We're Hockenheim. Racing Silverstone this week.
It's why? It's a shit track. Hockenheim 99. Oh, by the way, we're talking about Hockenheim 99, not the new one, because the new one's shit.
Yeah.
No, really, no, it is.
99's okay.
Yeah. Why did they change the track at Hockenheim?
Well, you think that's bad weight PC Assen this year?
Oh, no.
They're cutting like a kilometre or something off Assen.
Who's munching?
No, sorry, that would be me.
That's Jared doing his extreme sit-ups.
Time's well up and over.
I forgot I was podcasting.
Yeah.
You did.
I know how to just get chatting.
What are you, a fucking goldfish?
Fucking noddy. Sorry. on that note.
That's not a note, that's a clashing chord. Yes, on that clashing chord. Shall we go?
Yeah. Yeah. Shall we say goodbye to Ned?
Bye, Ned!
See you then.
Oh, before we go.
Oh, yeah. Christ. Yes?
Yeah.
ShadServer.net.
Oh, yes.
Aren't they good?
That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah, didn't they recently upgrade their spam filter? I've had some really good feedback on that.
Have you?
Yeah.
ShadServer.net.
Do tell.
They said,
You're telling me they've got the mail server next?
Yeah, that's
no
it.
Offense.
They said, you know, they moved the mail server and it's all working wonderfully now. Have they improved the spam filters?
Yes, we have.
Because I used to get 30 spams and now I just get 2.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and the 2 that are going through are from Shed... No, they're not.
So, yes, you have some people out there who are actually quite pleasantly surprised by your improved spam filters.
Well, the work we've been doing recently has been long overdue, so I'm glad people are seeing the benefits already.
Yeah. Good.
It's all good. It's all good. He complained! Sorry, anyway. he complained it was slower.
No, that was somebody else.
No, I don't think it was, actually.
Oh, never mind.
I'll look it up.
What's that?
Anyway. What the hell was that?
I don't know. How was that?
I'm scared!
Okay, good night, everybody.
Jared's obviously frotting himself up into a froth lather here.
Okay, we are leaving now.
Spotcast.
Entertaining and educating.
Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?